This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. Lift up your eyes, Israel. Not to the headlines, not to the pronouncements of Edom's talking heads, but to the heavens themselves. Do you see it? The celestial witness is unfolding, a grand choreography of light and shadow, and it speaks volumes to those who have ears to hear. These are not mere astronomical events, not random collisions of celestial bodies. Yahuwah speaks through the cosmos, marking the modem, the appointed times, and revealing the unfolding of his covenant purposes. The age of Jacob's trouble is upon us, and the scales of judgment are tipping. We've been told to look for signs on the earth, political upheavals, economic collapses, the rise and fall of nations. But the true signs, the immutable declarations, are written across the firmament. Consider the recent solar eclipses, carving a path of totality across North America. Darkness precedes revelation, concealment precedes unveiling. Yahuwah often conceals his purposes in shadow, then reveals them in his timing. The ancients understood this language. They meticulously tracked the movements of the sun, moon, and stars, not as objects of pagan worship, but as indicators of Yahuwah's handiwork. They knew the heavens declared his glory, as it is written, Psalm 19:1. Have we, in our modern arrogance, forgotten how to read the signs? We chase after fleeting illusions, captivated by the noise of Edom, while the true story is being written in the stars. This is not astrology. It is Hebraic cosmology, a worldview rooted in the understanding that Yahuwah is sovereign over all creation, and that his hand is visible in every aspect of it. And look closer, Israel. The focus on the shekel, the deliberate return to covenant weight and measure, this is no accident. It's a direct rebuke to the counterfeit systems of Babylon. For generations, Edom has imposed its fiat currencies, its debt-based economies, its systems of control built on deception and usury. Babylon seeks to control through manipulation of value, through the illusion of wealth. Yahuwah restores through honest weight and equitable measure. Remember what was spoken through Micah 6:10-11. Shall I not show you what is good? Seek Yahuwah, do justice, practice kindness, and walk humbly with your Elohim, for the scales of judgment are aligning. The scales are not merely metaphorical. They represent a precise reckoning, a weighing of nations and systems according to Yahuwah's justice. The restoration of the shekel isn't about economics. It's about restoring a covenant standard, a rejection of Babylon's corrupt measures. It's a signal that the time of reckoning is near. This isn't about rebuilding a temple of stone and mortar. This isn't about restarting animal sacrifices. This is about rebuilding a people, a kahal, rooted in covenant faithfulness, separated from the defilements of Babylon. It's about reclaiming the garments of our heritage, shedding the imposed garments of exile, and preparing ourselves for the covenant renewal. We see the echoes of Yeshayahu's words 4:3 in this restoration. And it shall be that anyone who remains in Zion and in Yerushalayim shall be called holy, everyone who is written among the living in Yerushalayim. Kadesh, holiness, is not an abstract concept. It's a state of being, a separation unto Yahuwah. It's a rejection of the impurity of Edom, the contamination of its systems, the corruption of its values. Consider Yeshekel's vision 36:9. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be cleansed from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. This isn't a call for ritual purification. It's a call for a radical transformation of heart and mind, a return to the kodeshim of our ancestors. The scattering of Israel among the nations was a consequence of covenant breaking. The regathering, the restoration, demands a return to covenant faithfulness. The celestial witness and the aligning scales are not isolated events. They are interconnected threads in the tapestry of prophecy, woven together by the hand of Yahuwah. They are confirmations that the day of Yahuwah is drawing near, a day of judgment for Edom and a day of restoration for Israel. The iron of Edom, as Yeshayahu foretold 34:8, is turning, breaking, crumbling. Their power structures are being dismantled, their foundations exposed. This is not a time for complacency, not a time for passive observation. This is a time for watchfulness, for repentance, for preparation. The shofar has sounded. The signs are clear. The time is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.